Take charge of your money with myself, Brendan Dale. Discussions and interviews on all things personal finance, from budgeting, saving, investing, insurance, financial planning, life goals, and more. Visit takechargeofyourmoney.blog for more content. This episode, and in fact the whole season, is sponsored by Naked. Not a fan of phone calls? With Naked, you can switch car insurance in under 90 seconds without having to talk to anyone. Get a final quote online, and if you like the price, which you probably will, you can sign up instantly. Visit naked.insure to find out how Naked is making insurance quicker and easier than ever before. Naked, the new way to cover your stuff. Naked Financial Technology is an authorized FSP. And as a side note, I know we all hate ads, but I use Naked myself for two cars and my household insurance. I love them. I'm very happy to recommend them. And I'm very pleased that they are willing to sponsor this podcast, especially as it's a brand new podcast and we're only on season one. So please go ahead and support them. I'll put the link in the description below. You've taken charge of your money. What does it mean for you, though, you know, in terms of just life and relationships and everything?
It means freedom for me. It means peace. It means love. It means joy. It means I'm in control. And it means a lot more about discipline.
I'm really excited to be doing this podcast and actually to have Tepogo with me today. So Tepogo is someone who I've chatted to before, but sure, a good 2-3 years ago. Hey, yeah, Tepogo, you initially contacted me because you were a reader of my blog. And then when we chatted, we actually had a really great chat about just how you've taken charge of your money, how you've changed your finances, budgeting, all of that. And I'll pop a link into to that post. In fact, if I remember right, we actually split it up into three discussions because you spoke so much and you gave so many valuable tips. So I'm really pleased to have you back, man.
Yeah, absolutely, Brendan. It's been so many years without chatting and connecting. But surely you should know that I've always been following your work. I'm subscribed to your newsletter. So on Saturdays, I do receive your updates on Twitter once in a while. When you post, I could see. So I've always been knowing what's going on in your work. So good to be connecting again. Yeah.
Cool, man. Nice to hear. Thanks. So maybe before we start, you could just give a brief introduction about who you are.
Well, thank you. Tepogo is a vibrant, enthusiastic, hardworking professional. I'm married to one beautiful wife with two beautiful children. And I'm a professional. Like I said, I work for one of the top multinationals within South Africa, particularly within the FMCG space. I've got very, very great love for the African continent. So I do a lot of traveling. We only got slowed down by COVID, but I love traveling and exploring South Africa, African continent as well. I'm very athletic and very competitive. You know, I love sport, but also I enjoy a good book. So getting up and down, reading, chilling out, and just enjoying life. So in a nutshell, that's who I am. I love life and I appreciate, and I'm very grateful, Brendan, for all that I've been blessed with what I have. And what I'm also aspiring to achieve, man. So that's a bit about me and myself.
Oh, awesome, man. That's great that you even ended there saying how grateful you are to what you have, because I think sometimes we just take for granted what we have.
Sure. Absolutely.
What was your sort of aha moment? Because I'm sure you haven't always been good with money and good with finances and sort of knowing what you're doing and setting goals and stuff. Like, there must have been some point where you were just like, wow, things need to change a bit.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I'm juggling because it happened many, many years ago. And there are two moments, actually. One of them being that in my previous life, I used to work very hard. I mean, I used to have a career in my line of work. I used to work shifts. And as a result, I will work on weekends. I will work night shift. I will work overtime. I will make a lot of money, if you will, right? On paper, the money was a lot. But somehow, my pockets had a lot of, holes because I couldn't see where the money was going, you know? I couldn't see where that money was going. But at the time, it was fine. It was nice. There were no responsibilities, no children, no wife. Life was okay. But I can tell you exactly 9 to 10 years ago, when just about to get married, I had an aha moment when I realized, damn it, I need to pay lobola. You know, I need to start a life with someone else. But on paper, this money is here, but in my pocket, in my bank account, there's nothing. Then it hit me that I need to change something about my life. Mm. I couldn't afford to bring someone else's child as my wife to my life, and then we are poor. I couldn't afford that. Mm. She comes from a good family, well-resourced, raised well. So she's known, she knows of the good life. So I couldn't bring her to poverty. So that's where the moment started. I can tell you 2011, that's when things started to change. I really, really had a one-on-one with myself, and I decided to go to the drawing board and change, because that's when things started to change for myself.
Wow, that's cool. And sorry, you said there were two moments. Did I miss one?
Yes, that's the first. This is the first one. The second one pertained to one of the things where now you are married, you are doing well, things are okay, you have got a stable life, everything is going well, but still you are just doing the bare minimal. But I realized actually the first strategy that I implemented of getting out of debt and clearing off my credit cards, after the aha moment, I did defaulted on my bad behaviors. You know, started having another credit card. But I'll tell you, this one was not for the upkeep of the house. This was just for me. I'm a man, I'm a husband. I must have some extra money in case there's some emergencies. Mm. And I realized at some stage, Brandon, I was owing Absa credit card close to 25,000 rand.
Sure.
I will make a lot of money on overtime during the festive season, pay that credit card once off, everything will be fine. March of the following year, I will still go back to my old behaviors. Mm. So that's
like
when
you
I
just
realized,
got comfortable. No,
exactly, yeah. You got comfortable and things were going well. Mm. And that also was pushed to the core by when I started to see people investing and people making money off investment, or even people doing just the bare minimum of saving. I couldn't do those kind of things. I couldn't save because I always never had money, but my money was trapped in debt. So this is one of those things. And mind you, I never struggled. This was just the money to keep me going, to keep me flowing. But I didn't realize that I was going back to my old bad habits. So yeah, before marriage and after marriage, that's where I had my two aha moments.
Cool. You've taken charge of your money, and I use that term because that's our blog there. But what does it mean for you, though? You know, in terms of just life and relationships and everything.
Look, it means so much. People will tell you when you have got right handle of your money, you don't have stress. I'll make a very clear example to you what happened to me now. We sleep peacefully at night because we don't have any store or debts. We don't owe anybody in terms of your Woolworths, your Edgars, or whoever. We owe nobody anything. We are paying our bond. We are paying extra into that. We just paid off my wife's car last year in the midst of a pandemic. We are fast tracking to pay off my car now. We have an emergency fund, which is good, going very well. And boom, 2 months ago, my wife's car broke. We needed some 17,000 to fix that car. I mean, hardly a year after paying off the car, you know? Okay.
It just shows that life throws these curves.
Exactly. We paid a car. We paid it. You know, that problem off. We fixed the problem off one time, good, from our emergency fund. Mm. We had a good life, started up festive, you know, went on December, January started, boom, our big garage door broke suddenly. You know, we had to fork in the middle of January, I mean, just 2-3 weeks ago, we had to fork out some 4,000 rand for a for someone to prepare that. Okay, that's fine. We take from our emergency fund. Okay, cool. Just last week, the car gave us another problem with the aircon system, and the repairer, auto mechanic, said he needed 15,000. No, I'm 16,500. This is January, Brandon, we're talking about. But guess what?
We went. You've had a lot of things happen there.
Yeah. Then what happened? We went to our emergency fund. A day or two later, our pool pump blocked. So I didn't claim this. No. I'm being serious, man. I didn't claim this from the insurance. I had to pay someone 2,000. He quoted me 2,500, but I negotiated down to 1.9. And I'll tell you, it was not a stressful time at all because I took from my emergency fund. I didn't have the need to go into my, credit card or whatever or any other thingy. And the emergency fund is still solid. So I told my wife that it's so important to have some money and know what's going on with your money, because in times like this, you don't panic.
Yeah.
You know where, when in times of problems, you know where you're going to go. You know where you're going to come, get money, and you're not going to struggle. It's January. People are panicking. The school fees are due, uniforms, textbooks, and the likes. So back to your original question, it means freedom for me. It means peace. It means love. It means joy. It means I'm in control. And it means a lot more about discipline. That's what, for me, it represents.
Yeah, that's a lovely definition you've given, all those adjectives. That's really, that's quite thought-provoking. But now you haven't always been in this position, surely. So how do you even start? Like, if your money's in a mess, you've got debt, you've got the store cards, everything, like, how do you even start this whole journey?
The most important thing, Brandon, is to be honest with yourself. You know, as they say, the first point of fixing your problem is to admit that there's a problem. But this one was so tough because people outside of me did not see that I've got a problem. No one saw that. But I had to admit to myself, I always call this a man in the mirror adjective. I had to look in the mirror and be honest. And like I said to you, it's not like I was completely swamped, but I had a lot of missed opportunity moments where the money that I was supposed to be using elsewhere, living the life, was tied up in debt, paying debts and doing all these sort of things. The first thing started with being honest and facing the man in the mirror. That's where I start. Secondly, is just to also accept that people might be expecting a lot from you, but you must be honest with them when you cannot meet certain requests. I'll be honest with you. My family are awesome in terms of both paternal and maternal. They never bother with money. When they reach out to me, then it means there's a big problem. That's when I generally help. But me as a person, I'm a generous person. I give off generously. So, but at times I did not have boundaries. So the point was also to see where the leaks are into the system and then close that.
Because people abuse
that. The third point, absolutely. People abuse that. You know, people really, really abuse that. And then, you know, at times you are taught from a religion, from school, that you must be a cheerful giver, you must share, you must. But at times you are battling and struggling, you know, while you are trying to be a cheerful giver, you know. But the other point was also to look into the numbers. To go print your your bank statement. You know, these things frightened me a lot at the time because I knew there was so much money coming in, but I had nothing much to show for it. But then I had to face it, print them out, sit down with a highlighter of different colors. I'll sit on my patio and go through them, check them. And I realized the amount of money that I was wasting through meaningless things. And it was so sad, Brandon. But the last point, maybe to sum it up, was also just being honest in terms of knowing where I want to go, knowing my vision and knowing my plan, and asking for help in that time. Luckily for me, I didn't have to go for counseling or I didn't have to go to seek professional help, but I deliberately went out to seek, you know, listen to podcasts, checking out, you know, posts and going on. And I remember many people, that's before FinTwitter or even FinSpace, personal finance, you know, started heating up. There was nothing much then. But I remember people like Suze Orman, you know, were big then. So I will check their work. But overall, it was all about they taking charge and not caring what people were saying. Because for me, the fortunate part was no one saw that I was struggling. And in the society, I was not struggling. I was okay. I just really was not living up to my best life that I had planned and intended to have.
Sure. Because I think it's easy to hide behind the nice things and the things you buy in on credit. Because as you say, no one knows what your real situation is. So it's tough, though, being honest with yourself. But it's, you probably have to spend a weekend and really just analyze your finances and understand your situation. And as you say, think about where you want to go. So very valuable.
Man, it's very tough. It was tough, I can tell you, because you can lie to people on the street. You can show them whatever you want to show or whatever they want to see, but you can never lie to yourself. Even, I'm telling you, even at night when you sleep, when that debit order comes through, 1.5 going through when you're paying off a credit card, you know very well this is the money that I could be saving.
Yeah.
But you can never lie to yourself. That's a powerful thing about being yourself and being self-aware. So one had to go through that journey and face that music. But yeah, here we are, man.
Yeah, and well done for going on that journey and getting to where you are. So just,
you know,
I've got two quick things that you brought up that I want to sort of touch on a bit. Yeah. The one is the emergency fund, and you clearly used it a lot in January. But
absolutely.
Sort of, what would you say is a good goal to sort of aim towards for an emergency fund?
Look, of course, people's situations are not the same. I mean, people talk close to 3 to 6 months worth of your, you know, expenses. And I mean, this number, whether the period of 3 to 6 months was thrown into a sort of interesting space because of COVID, as you know, what happened over the past 18 to 24 months. So for me, for us, because we had to close all the things that were unnecessary, we started having for about 3.5 to 4 months worth of expenses. And that has gone very well for us. I can tell you that much. It has really, really worked on for us. So I think for me, yeah, that's the way I can say 3 to 4 months worth of expenses. And also because you also want to be building your wealth on the side by investing, by saving. And so you have to balance the two and be smart with your money.
No, absolutely. And also, I guess, I mean, you can't just save your emergency fund in 1 month. So you have to also think about how you want to sort of build it up over a few months. In fact, it will actually take a few years for most people to build it up to a few months worth of expenses, you know, especially if you're balancing between investing and paying off debt and all these other things.
Exactly. You are spot on. Absolutely. You are spot on.
Cool, man. And then budgeting. Can we talk about budgeting a bit? Do you still budget? Or are you a pro now? You know what's going on.
Man, no. I do budget diligently, Brandon. You can never be a pro. You can only be making sure that this is your lifestyle and you adopt this kind of thing, you know? This is a lifestyle. I still budget, and I've taken it a notch further where we even have our spreadsheet, where we even track our expenses within the same space. Before, it used to be only the incomes and the expenses and whatever needs to go out, and then there we go. Now it is going to be complicated, man, where we even have trackers. We know which each account or which card, which account, we know how much is coming in. We know which has been used. We know the category where we've been spending. There's a variance, a sort of a column, if there's something that we did not plan.
That's awesome. And did you make up that whole system yourself, that spreadsheet?
I made it up, but of course, there's a lot of templates that people have. So I will pick and choose different ones, adopt it, cut and paste, and then put my or mine on there and improved it. But it's simple. Yeah. I mean, I'm a professional. I'm a supply chain kind of a professional. So the one most important thing is you cannot improve what you cannot manage. You cannot improve also what you cannot measure. So I'm a visual person. Graphs make sense to me. You know, trends make sense to me. So our tracker knows, we know within this week, within this month, there's a graph where we overspend or we underspend, and we know exactly where our money is going. But I'll tell you what the big deal is with budgeting, Brendan. And this is the big, big thing I love about this. Today, I managed to pay a whooping amount of money into my two children's school fees for the rest of the year.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Because of budgeting.
Yeah.
If I were to tell you, I paid close to 89,000 today. Ooh. For the school, for the two children. I mean, look, they go to private school. I mean, so we got the best facilities, including the extramurals, the textbooks, and whatever.
Yeah.
So I pay that cash today for the rest of the year. And of course, when you've got that cash, you can negotiate for a better discount.
I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And that's what budgeting does to you. Once you are able to save, once you are able to close the loops, once you are able to close all the things that are wasting money, you are able to save and you're able to have a purpose. You're able to pay off things. And now with paying the school fees in advance for a year, it gives us so much leverage to do whatever we can do during the course of the year.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is a third year. This is the third year running that I'm doing this. Yeah.
Sure. So yeah, to anyone who's saying that budgeting is too much admin and too much work and too much stress, they just need to listen to that. I'm sure they'll change their mind, because it's like you really can, whatever you set your mind to and whatever you plan and whatever you want to do, you do literally just have to make a plan, open your Excel and figure out how to do it. And sure, I mean, it takes diligence, it takes hard work, but that's amazing. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, Brendan. Thank you. And maybe to lastly make this point, this time, I'm telling you, it's no longer as it used to be as before, because now there are podcasts like yours, there are newsletters, they're about by ordinary people who have got the normal 9-to-5 or side hustles, but they are able to save, they are able to invest. So the people now have got it much easier because the tools are there. And for me, what has also changed with budgeting was I was deliberate and intentional about it. Even my wife will tell you, every month we got what we call money hour. We wait for the kids to go to sleep. They don't distract us. We sit on our patio, take our food, our snacks, our wine, and we look into our budget. That's how serious we take this. So it shouldn't be intimidating. It should be fun. It should be exciting, and we should embrace this. And it should not be boring by any means, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I mean, there are so many resources available now, as you say. It's an awesome time to live in, like literally not even with personal finance, with anything, whatever you want to learn,
yeah,
whatever you're interested in, there is just so much information out there.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Just a last word from our side, though. Has your wife always been on board, or did you have to convince her?
No, my wife is an accountant by profession.
Okay.
So the numbers are heavy. Yeah, you know, her numbers are heavy. So, I mean, by it goes without saying that she always have been managing or leading this thing, you know, knowing what to do, et cetera, et cetera. The only thing was me as a guy, I needed to step up, you know. Okay. I needed to step up. But it has made it easy that we are on board together. We never had fights about money. We are all aligned. Everyone have got their own money to spend, to do whatever they can do. After all, our expenses have been covered. So in a nutshell, we are in the same boat. We are in the same team. No one is competing. No one is criticizing. No one is depriving each other of whatever they want to do. We are all, living a very wonderful life. I'm proud to say we can have many problems, but money is not one of those problems, to be honest.
that's a great situation to be in.
Exactly. We can talk about family, friends, work, whatever, but not about money. We don't fight about that, you know, because of the discipline and the systems we've put in place to be where we are at the moment.
Awesome, man. So Bocho, thank you so much for your time. It's been fun chatting to you, and so much valuable information that you shared. There's so many tips and advice. So thanks, man.
Sure, Brendan. Before I go, I just want to make one or two points. Look, personal finance is fun. It should be fun. It is all about you. It's all about the discipline. It's all about living the life. You are not depriving yourself of any other thing. You are just managing your money, you know, very well. You are telling your money where to go and how to work for you. And then you should just really go and celebrate life. And I'm grateful for this chance and the opportunity to interview and talk to you and contribute so much rich content to your podcast. So all the best, man, and you keep well and go well, yeah?
So just as a reminder, this episode and in fact the whole season is sponsored by Naked. That's naked.insure, and I'm going to put the link down in the description below. So please check them out.